call a meeting. Today's August 31st at 4 o'clock. We're here to hear parcel number 001-11447-003. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves, and then Margaret will do the swearing in. My name's Glenda Mudgett, Equalization Board.
Lou Ann Deere, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Therese Martin Pass.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Jeff Stevens, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office.
Jason Funkhauser, Resident.
Also, you can appear if you want to. You can appear if you don't have to talk on the back row or anything.
Margaret's going to swear all witnesses in.
If you raise your hand, I swear to tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Okay, so the assessor will present their case first, then you'll present your information and your whatever you have with you to present as evidence, and then if they want to rebut, they'll rebut.
I'll let them go first, in case you wanted it.
Okay, is this it right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
just means the bound legal. Section 5, Township 4, Plain West, part of Northwest, Southeast Quarter, also known as Park, Track 45, Rocky Gap, acre 7.33 acres. Address is 186 McDermott Trail. The house was built in 2005, one-story brick home, approximately 2,600 square foot, two baths. It's approximately 2,534 unfinished basement square footage. I've got the card after we get an informal review, and one of my appraisers went out there. Actually, it went up some from just correcting the square footages and then adding some concrete driveway that was changed from, and it tells you right here what we get exactly. Went from 2411 to 2600 on the first floor. The garage went down because we put more into the living area, first floor living area. The driveway square footage went from 7,196 to 11,375. The unfinished basement went from 2150 to 2534 square foot. And you can look at those if you want to include the after and then the notes that you fill the paper add. And then also there's a map behind that that shows the location of his property.
Yeah, and I printed you on aerial too.
You've got a
probably. That's the color better one.
Color, yeah, I don't have color. And then the neighborhood was rural too. There was 38 cells used. The price per square foot for those cells ranged from 56.22 to actually, and I wrote 141.39, but I actually missed one. It was 180.36. I also included that the sales after the map. It's got all that. And I included, it says see parcel cards, all of those. I included those as well that you can look at. It's got the prices per square foot. And then the last two are homes with larger acreages that have the price that they sold for. The one 001-11392-003 is 7.95 acres. It sold for $450,000. And the address on that was 95 Johnson Ranch Road, which is in 414, which Mr. Funkhauser is in 414, or Township Range. Another one that I included, the 001-14456-003, is 11.96 acres. It's a little larger. 823 Lolly Road is the address. It sold for $295,000. And all these were in 20 sales were what we used from all of it. And then also I included some of the properties around Mr. Funkhauser, some of the nice newer homes that's been built out so far in the last 5 years. And then the median, I've told you all this before, I just included it in what I give you all now, that the median ratio for the sales that we use is 19.66. The IOOL standard says 18 to 22. The COD 8.26, ILL says you, that it needs to be 15 or less. Price related differential 1.01 in the range is 0.98 to 1.03. And that's all I have. Oh, I did forget one other thing that I meant to, at the bottom, that just in the 5 or 414 for Mr. Funkhauser's, the range just on those, and they're in that list that y'all have, is 8468 to 138 as far as the price is worth, just in his township and range.
The only thing y'all note is that I did print from our records the property cards from the surrounding of everything that touches the parcel. That should go with the pictures that he sent, because he didn't have parcel numbers on there, just kind of the descriptions of where they are. And from our Google Street View and some of the aerial imagery, there were gates on multiples of those that looked like you couldn't see the pictures he took. Wasn't looking like that was my street view area from what we could see. Of course, I know some of the online images are outdated or not current, so. That's all I have, and in my pile there, I pulled the property cards that go with the ones that touch too. So
yeah, I got duplicates this time.
And that's all I got.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to come before you guys and speak about this assessment. First of all, this is the third appraisal I've gotten since 2005, since the house been built. And the guys come out and re-measure and they come up with different numbers. So that gets a little frustrating. Hopefully this time will be the last time. I just took some pictures of the neighbors next to the border of my house that this young lady here just described. Yes, our house is certainly a nicer house compared to these. But you can see there's just the quality of the homes right next to me and right across the street are just not really high quality. I'm not sure, I've never seen some of these this information that was provided by the people doing the assessment, so I'm not sure of the addresses on some of these or where they were pulled. But we don't have any type of city services. We do have water, but we don't have sewer, no gas, no cable, we don't have internet. At the end of the street, there is a known meth dealer. So we do have some nice homes, certainly, but we have a high number of less than desirables on our road as well. Since 2014, which is the imagery I used last time I came to speak to you guys, I think it was 16, we've not had any improvements on our home whatsoever. It's the same home, no driveway improvements, no barn, no shop, no anything. We did add a bit of a gravel driveway on the southwest corner of our property. Before I sent this information to you guys, I pulled information from Zillow and Realtor.com. Zillow shows the average cost of Mayflower homes since 2015. Between 2015 and 2020 have risen in the neighborhood of about 10%. Service area for emergency services, but we're in the county. And then Realtor.com estimated our house, and it was based upon the 2,411 square foot, but it based it, it came out at $82 a square foot, which I think is a little on the lower side. That's when you have a brick house and certainly it's new as well. But I do think that a 32% increase is unreasonable, which is why I'm here, based upon the last assessment. Last year we refinanced our house in October, and the house appraised for $260,000, and we got a loan of $210,000. That's the LTV of 80%, so we didn't have to pay the PMI. And so to me that seems a lot more reasonable. Thank you.
we have what he brought in for evidence?
You have it printed, it's this picture.
Okay.
In my file.
And the information I just provided you is on.
Yeah, it's on there.
Back.
Now, I couldn't tell what addresses or parcel numbers these were, because it was just pictures, and I couldn't tell. So that's why I pulled the property card for the ones touching him, assuming it would be some of these, because I couldn't tell for sure what they were.
If you have an address with those property cards, I can tell you.
Match up which one, yeah.
Do you know how big your house is? You said you've had like three different measurements every time it's been appraised.
Yes, first time was 23-something, then it was 24-11, and then now it's 25-32.
25-32.
Or whatever, 26, whatever it was.
I think, Andy, on the basement part, I think that's what you told him on the basement.
Right, but I'm talking about the upstairs. The basement is not finished.
And that was because the part of the garage we included, that we took,
it's hard for them because they're estimated, because they don't go inside your house.
Garage. We had more in the garage than it should have been. It should have been more leading in the garage. That's why that changed.
I wish I did just go in so that it would be more accurate.
Is your company the one that did it 5 years ago as well?
Mm-hmm.
What about 15 years ago? Or I guess 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Different person.
Well, I did notice some notes too, though, that you know there's not anyone home, and then there said there was some dogs, and there's dogs.
This one says gate wall.
Estimated no change, but there could be, you know, reasons that maybe they could be able to get. Didn't get out and check if no one was home.
Well, I know I've met three different people over the years.
I believe one time, Jeff, didn't you go out there one time?
Yeah, I drove the area one time.
I can see a note in 16 that says corrected square foot of house and that history line there.
Do you have the original appraisal from when you built the house? Right?
I can, yes, ma'am. No, I don't have it.
How many children square foot?
Sure.
From the appraiser, he would have gone inside.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's off slightly because they're measuring outside walls and they're measuring inside, but it's usually rounding is the only difference. It's usually more accurate.
Yeah, he did measure that. But no, man, I mean, that was 15 years ago.
So it is important to hang on to that.
What about your refinance? Did an appraiser not go and measure?
They do, but that was with the bank, and I never saw that. They kept it all. It was a 5-year loan rolled into a 15-year.
You paid for that. Why did you not get a copy?
I don't know.
You were charged for that. And that refinancing.
I had $3,000 in closing fees, I imagine that's probably part of it. I was just excited to get 2.325%. I didn't care much about the fees. Yeah.
You might want to go back and tell them to, you know, look at your paperwork and see if you paid for it. And if you did, tell them you'd like a copy so you can keep it.
Yeah, I bought a house 2 years ago and didn't know that. And she's like, make sure you get a copy of your appraisal because you paid for that.
Okay.
She said it's yours. And so I wouldn't have known to ask if they, she didn't tell me.
Even if the lender paid it, still should have gotten it.
I guess you work in the show, yes, ma'am. Okay. I won't argue with you then. You can probably talk about
it. Yeah, even if the lender paid for it and gave you a deal on it, you still have a copy.
There's one other sale in here. Now, we didn't use it in our evaluation. I just pulled it. It's just north of here.
Uh-huh.
5.76 acres. Now, this is from the bank for $230,000. 0011414301. It's not as nice as, in my opinion, it's his property.
Sure, how small is it vacant?
It's got some buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just to live in. It's got maybe a fucking mobile home on there as well. And then across from him, it's been a business.
I know that area is spotty. It's weird because some of it's.
Yeah. If they get 95,000, it's property across the road.
Nice houses.
Some people tried to build, you know, nice stuff out there, and then some of it, there still looks like it needs to be torn down, you know.
It is the county, so that's why people
move. It's odd.
That's why they call it mass appraisal, because they're taking it countywide. So, and we've seen a lot of growth out in the county now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
here's another one that's just, this one come across the road that they had got it for 54.9 and then turned around, well, put 54.9 to the Swayze and then sold it to a Lear or however, but which I know they own property out there. And they get $95,000 for it. It's 5.58 acres with the old. Are they going to tear that down?
Yeah. Well, he says he's going to turn it into a cabin, but I suspect he'll.
Yeah, because they've been in on this one.
Is that what this is across the street?
That's right.
That's
yeah,
for $95,000.
I think it's. I forgot the
answer. It's 185 in the trail.
I'm glad some of the nicer houses did come out there because before that, it was all bad. It is turning itself around slowly, a little bit at a time. It looks like a lot better.
Expect those one or two visitors to make something nice happen, I guess.
We noticed when we were pulling stuff for this that Hal Crafton recently just bought the acres right above you. So
yeah.
There's no telling what he's going to do with that either.
Well, he owns the acres behind it, the 200 acres, and he just wanted access to that property because otherwise it was landlocked. And
okay.
Harry McDermott owned that. Well,
right, the Brandon McDermott
yes.
stuff.
Which that's a big mess as it is.
Yes, I helped them try to work out some of that stuff to get that where they've started selling it now because it took them forever to get all the heirs worked out. Mm-hmm. So can you see, like these pictures you took, are they from the road? Like, can you see this stuff driving by still? Like the trash and all the stuff, does it still look like that? Just driving by out there?
Yeah,
this is
well, this is
driveways.
Yard
and pretty much like barns.
So it looks like, okay, you got the assessed improvements on there.
Yeah, that's the total.
Yeah, Sean said how much he originally paid, but this car didn't go down far enough to print it.
Yeah, it was just the land, I think, was it 44,000? Is that what that's here?
Yeah, there was 20.
Long time ago, yeah.
Acres.
Yeah.
Less than 2,000.
That don't happen these days.
No.
No, we just bought off the end of Shady Rock Trail. We paid 5,000 an acre.
With
no road and no water.
We looked at
the and not sure can get water now.
You were in the same area as him.
So Shady Rock down the end of my street?
Yeah.
McDermott Trail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were wondering how you.
If I can get water.
You should be able to.
Yeah, but it's 2,200 feet from the road, and so.
So much a foot.
So if I can afford water, let me put it that way.
Well, I'm excited that somebody wants to move down there. That's wonderful. Somebody that's not like this guy.
But then Lear's, didn't they get some of their stuff through bankruptcy or about to be in bankruptcy?
Who?
The Lear's.
Oh, maybe. That's.
Because someone had started a house or something?
I think that's a guy across the street.
That's across the street? Okay.
185.
Didn't we see them previously?
Yeah.
One time?
Yeah.
The block house? We did. I knew there was some other stuff that was down there. Because y'all looked at some a couple years ago, and then Sharice had to go out there and relook at some of that same area to revalue because of that.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like some can I have some clarification on the anticipated tax bill that was sent with this? It says it's an annual, it's an increase of.
That's confusing. Do you have homestead? You have homestead, don't you?
That's right.
Okay. So it looks like, so it's a total increase of the full value of that, but it only goes up, if you have homestead, it only goes up 5% increments until it reaches that.
Okay, so it goes up $109 every year until it reaches the full value.
or until we do reappraisal again. And we just switched over to a 3-year cycle because this growth kicked us into a 3-year instead of 5.
Okay.
So even if the, I know it's a lot of work on y'all, but I'm actually glad because if the market does do anything, it'll be relooked at in 3 years, not 5. So it won't be stuck to that same full value for 5 years if the market does change.
So if the market goes down, do you?
We look at sales.
Then it'll go down. It's going to depend on the market.
I've never had that happen, so I'm just.
We have a little bit. After tornado, we did a little bit because of the declining in Mayflower and Bologna areas and stuff like that. We've seen some go down. But
sometimes they do.
Not often, though. Stuff usually doesn't go down much. It's just nuts. We were saying, all of us as a whole, some of these have been on the board for a long time. If not, we've all been in the business for a long time. I've never seen anything like the housing market in the last 2 years. I don't know about y'all. It's been nuts.
It's crazy.
People are paying stuff for stuff. They've seen people in yards fighting over bids, just lined up, won't take anything, half-finished, you know, houses that need a lot of repair, but they don't even care. People are just buying it to be the first one. It's just crazy lately. It makes it hard for stuff like this. Because usually they have neighborhoods where everything's similar, where they can kind of do the grade and the age and stuff similar, but then when you get out here where you're like, well, that's like a, and this is like a, it's hard to keep the values straight.
Right, I understand.
Especially when there's deeds still showing people are willing to pay it. Even if we don't have to work it, you know.
Well, I think what everybody said, everything that they could say, we'll take it under advisement, and you should receive a letter within 10 days.
Alrighty,
I'll
keep this information.
Yeah,
y'all picked up square footage on the house it wasn't picked up before.
Right.
What, and it's what he said it was. And the reason in the first place was the garage. We had the garage bigger than it should have been. You know, it's the one that should have been made the left first floor. I mean, I hated it, but.
So it made its heat and cool bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can just say driving out that way quite a bit is, I mean, there's lots of detours of buying out that way. I mean, you could, there's all sorts of houses along that way that makes you not want to buy out there.
Oh, yeah. But
you got that everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are some areas that are worse. And, and
that's true. There are some that's worse.
Yeah.
You got that a lot.
Right.
Yeah, when it first started out, a little bit a month.
Yeah, that area's always kind of had a reputation for being kind of rough.
Yeah, it is.
But you didn't think about that when you built that thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and you've got.
Oh, y'all out there messed up a dog running spot.
Four nice houses.
Well,
years ago.
Yeah.
My husband likes to run dogs. That's why we're out there.
I mean, before anything was built out
there,
we were running dogs.
Right.
Out
but
there.
That's why that was the appeal to my husband, is all that back in behind us is open, and he likes to run dogs. So.
So is y'all's access going to be off that trail?
Yeah, almost to the end of McDermott on Shady Rock Trail.
Cerise, under the yard improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever the location factor, it flows in over there on that.
It does
that.
Go to the yard.
Okay.
It does go.
We didn't do it for long.
You know, we did and then we didn't.
Yeah.
But we do that with all of the counties. They always add.
What is it?
The yard. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see it.
That's not fair, is it? No.
Well, it's like sometimes like yard improvements can add up a bunch.
I know.
And especially like driveways. And
yeah. To me, I think they...
What happens if we do a different thing on age or something?
Right.
We've done it at 85%.
Let's see. Trying to get as low as possible.
Because it does have a lot of banking.
Driveways are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna take it.
You can see what just the driveway.
Yeah, that's the reason I was looking at those factors and.
Yes, yeah.
Kinda.
Melinda is like $75,000 worth of yard improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Just yard improvements, $50,000 each driveway.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And.
And his land is definitely, it's as cheap.
Yeah.
Compared to mine.
He's got a lot of land right there though, so not just this.
Yeah, he's over the 5 acres, so he gets 1 acre at base and then the rest of it's pasture or timber.
I'm over 5 acres.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Are you in the city? Are you in the city limit?
No.
She's just an unrecorded sub, AKA lot, whatever, sub. And the deeds out there selling.
So will we get it with our 20?
Yeah, what do we do to her? We talked about it.
Well, it's at, no one's out there right now, so it doesn't.
I was gonna say, we talked about what to do for her.
Yeah, we're not out there, so it should all be ag land right now.
So what y'all think? I think 260's low, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not good with the 260, but I was looking more about 300.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. 300, I just plugged in 115 square foot.
I do think the others is a little too high, but I think 260.
Instead of 126.
Yes, that's where I've been at.
And 115 for 2600 comes in at about 300,000.
Okay.
And that's, kind of like Linda, that's kind of where I was thinking, man, this 328 seems.
Which would eat up some of that driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving you the cost of.
You say 300?
If you're gonna adjust it any, I can see you going down to 300, that's about it, from my standpoint.
We could do it for, in that adjustment factor, well, before when he met the county, which that was the county judge, where they got the 13%, I did not know that that's what they did.
That is 13%?
Yeah.
In the prior?
Yeah, so if you did, just say we did now. You get 10, let's just, let's go 10.
Be 32, that'll make it 81.
Be 297.
Okay, I agree with that.
We said we got.
We did it on that.
That's just a little shy, 115.
Yeah.
I'll just put 10% on that adjustment factor.
Yeah, it'd be easier to do that way.
71.
Hold on.
Oh, excuse me.
Need some of my notes.
It'd be 297, 050. What is it, the land and the?
297, 050?
Right. Which is what it's up at.
You agree with that?
I make a motion that we, accept the, 297, 050.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, parcel number 001-11447-003. New price, 297,050.
Do we have anything else? Allison just told me to tell you, in case you didn't check your email, she just sent out a new invite that the Thursday meeting has asked to change to the 10th at 11 o'clock.
Okay, can we adjourn?
Yes.
Okay.